I'd like played at my funeral. Dear friends, this is the voice of your past rabbi speaking, and probably my last opportunity to talk to you, unless some of you have good memories and can recall what it was that we spoke about at times that may have given you some guidance and direction. Let me begin by saying that the two questions I've been asked more than any other, actually thousands of times in the course of my rabbinate, is one, do you truly believe there is a God? And two, do you believe that after death something does happen, i.e. that you're alive in a different kind of way? Well, let me deal with the first. Yes, I do believe that there is a God. The more I read, the more I study, the more I experience meeting with people, the more certain I am that there is a force which we don't quite understand, just as we don't understand many other things. But this force has put into being this thing called the world, and specifically me, you, I, as individuals. And therefore, since I have a source like that, a force that way, I find it rather comforting. Let me tell you why. There was a physician I had who had been raised in an Orthodox Jewish home, but of course, like many others of his age, broke away and became an atheist. He read every book that Ingersoll, the master atheist, had written. One day I read in the paper that his brother had died. I came to visit him while he was sitting shiver. And after a few moments of, you know, the opening gambit of the I'm sorry, and, you know, he says something, I say something, he said to me, Rabbi, I envy you. And I paused, I waited, and he continued. He said, you see, when your daughter, Rena, one of the twins, when she died, you had somebody you could curse, someone you can blame, someone you could vent at, someone that enabled you to get some of this guilt off your shoulders. But Rabbi, he said, I'm a doctor, I'm a physician, I couldn't help my brother. And since I don't believe in a God, I've got no one to blame but myself. I envy you. Friends, that was a very important statement, i.e., it was once said by a poet, God says, hate me, love me, curse me, anything, but don't disregard me or neglect me. And it's that which has enabled me to find my belief in a God. Now let's get on to the second question, which is a very difficult one. Is there anything after death? As I talk to you now, where is there any other part of me apart from what's in this box here? And my answer here too is yes. There is something. But friends, I'm sorry. Now that I know, I can't even tell you. So you have to work it out yourself. So you will, because kulanu chachamim, kulanu nevronim, we're all smart, we're all wise, and we all learn how to figure out a way. I want to thank all of you who've been either my students, my friends, my teachers, the congregants, my children. I want to thank all of you for having made all the years of my life very, very exciting ones, very creative ones. Do I believe in immortality? It's a subtopic of the question, the second question I discussed with you. Yes, I believe in immortality. Immortality is genetically for your children, and through the teachings, the impact that each of us have had upon one another. So long as you may, sometime in the future, happen to mention, hey, I heard this from Rabbi Lewis. No matter if there is or ain't something at the other side, I have gained immortality. So friends, with great thanks, I beseech you to please love one another, talk to one another, don't let trivialities and stupidities dissolve friendships. I wish you well, and I hope and pray that God, who does exist, will grant you all health, creativity, and a feeling of immortality if you live that way. Shalom, shalom. It's been a great experience living and being with you. Shalom, friends.